a single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. CGN TV.
Welcome to Living Life. Have you ever met a person who is an adult, but in many ways they act like a child, almost like a child in an adult body? And you can look at them and you consider their age and you're saying they should act more like an adult, but they really act and perform in many childish ways. Well, Paul, in this passage that we're going to look at, was looking at the Corinthians and trying to tell them to grow up. Stop acting and thinking like children in the way you use the gifts. So let's take a look at the passage and see how it all plays out.
First Corinthians chapter 14, verses 13 through 25. For this reason, anyone who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret what he says. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my mind. If you are praising God with your spirit, how can one who finds himself among those who do not understand say amen to your thanksgiving, since he does not know what you are saying? You may be giving thanks well enough, but the other man is not edified. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. But in the church, I would rather speak five intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers, stop thinking like children. In regard to evil, be infants, but in your thinking, be adults. In the law, it is written, through men of strange tongues and through the lips of foreigners, I will speak to this people, but even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Tongues then are a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is for believers, not for unbelievers. So if the whole church comes together and everyone speaks in tongues, and some who do not understand or some unbelievers come in, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if an unbeliever or someone who does not understand comes in while everybody is prophesizing, he will be convinced by all that he is a sinner and will be judged by all. And the secrets of his heart will be laid bare, so he will fall down and worship God, exclaiming, God is really among you.
Welcome back to Living Life. As I was speaking earlier about the Corinthian church in another program, the Corinthian church is very blessed with spiritual gifts of all different kinds. And Paul was addressing the different gifts that they were blessed with. But one thing Paul wanted to really impart upon them is that when you use the gifts, you must use them in a way that shows that you're using in a mature way. So Paul was really trying to bring this Corinthian church, this church of young believers, to a place of maturity. And, you know, the scriptures talk about believers in general coming to a place of unity and maturity in the faith. God wants us all to be mature in the faith. God wants us to all be complete in terms of our understanding and how we walk in the truth of his word. So, but Paul was dealing with the spiritual gifts in terms of bringing them to a place of understanding and to a place of truth. So when we look at this particular passage, one of the things that Paul was saying is, when you speak in tongues, you should pray for interpretation. Pray to God that there is someone in the assembly to interpret, or that the interpretation of those tongues will come. Because when you do that, what you're doing is, in praying for understanding, you're praying in a mature way rather than just praying for the gift of tongues and praying that the tongues would be used in a way that is not edifying at all to the church body or assembly. So Paul was trying to get them to come to that place of maturity. Now, there's a few things that Paul, that came from this thinking about others and thinking about the gifts in a mature way and utilizing the gifts in a mature way. One thing is that it showed maturity. In addition to maturity, it showed that you a concern, a real concern for the body of believers. Remember, the gifts are not meant for any individual believer, but meant for the edification of the body of Christ or the body of believers. So using the gifts in a mature way in terms of praying for understanding, praying for interpretation, that would be a way of using it in a mature and actually growing up in terms of your understanding of what the gifts are for. Another thing it showed that you, when you're praying for understanding, you're praying for interpretation, essentially what you're doing is you're acting in love because you're acting, you're praying to God and you're asking God to utilize these gifts so that others could be blessed, so that others might be edified and hear God in whatever the interpretation of the tongues would, in particular would be. Finally, one of the other points that Paul was bringing out is, what about unbelievers who come into your assembly? What are they going to think when they're hearing tongues and there's no interpretation? Are they going to think that the church is out of their mind? Are they going to think that these people are crazy? What are they thinking about? And Paul, again, was concerned about unbelievers. We know that in an earlier, another passage elsewhere in the scriptures, Paul said that he to the Jew, he became a Jew. To the Roman, he became a Roman so that he might save some. So Paul's purpose was always salvific or in the mindset of that everyone was a candidate for the saving grace of God. So when he talked, he was always had that mind, particular mindset. Now, in this particular case, he even says that he would rather speak five intelligible words to instruct others rather than speak 10,000 words in a tongue where there is no instruction and there is no edification for others. So again, Paul, really, his point here was that the church would grow up in their understanding and their maturity, become mature in terms of their use of tongues, but also in their love for others. Remember, in this particular chapter, Paul carries through his thought in chapter 13 of Corinthians, as well as chapter 12, where he says, in 12, he says that we should eagerly desire the higher gifts, the ones that edify the church. And in chapter 13, he speaks about the way of love, which is the most excellent way. And he carries that thought into chapter 14 in his discussion and his desire that the Corinthian church would grow up and become mature in terms of their use of tongues. So, As he concluded in this particular passage, he wanted the church not only to think about their own individual speaking in tongues in terms of the Spirit, but also think about from a mindset or a mentality, how is my speaking in tongues going to impact or influence others around me? There was some thinking in the Corinthian church, which was pre-Gnostic thinking. And the Gnostics were a group of philosophers that believed that the body or anything material was bad, but the spirit was good. And there was some thinking that it was okay just to focus on the spirit, but any other aspect of the body or the mind was not good. So to not focus on that was certainly okay. But Paul wanted, Paul was saying, we should think about the tongues. We should think about our influence and our impact on others when we utilize the spiritual gifts, because it will show that we're acting in love. It will show that we have a concern for the body of believers, and it will show that we have concern for the unbelievers who do not know Jesus Christ. Bible says that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart and mind and soul and our strength, and we should love our neighbor as ourselves. When we are loving towards our neighbor, we are utilizing the things of God and the gifts of God in a way that would bless our neighbor, that would edify our neighbor. Whether the neighbor is a believer or an unbeliever, we should seek to bring them closer and draw them closer to God by what we do, by what we say. Are you loving your neighbor? Are you utilizing the things and the gifts of God in a mature way so as to bless others around you? Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for who you are, and we thank you for your powerful word. And I pray that your word will impact those who are watching. I pray that it will impact them not just for today, but impact them for eternity so that they can say, I was glad when I watched that program because I found and heard about God in a way that I never knew him before for the first time. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world, all and stepping in closer, CGM.